News, I'm Rich Thomason. What's our new president up to?
On this, his first full day in office, Donald Trump will attend a national prayer service at the Washington National Cathedral. It's a religious service the cathedral has held the day after the inauguration since 1933. In the afternoon, the president will host the Republican leadership teams from Congress before making what the White House calls a massive announcement on infrastructure.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The golden age of America begins right now.
The president, who got down to business right away following the inauguration, has signed around 200 executive orders and actions, among other things, issuing pardons for those who got caught up in the chaos, the U.S. Capitol 4 years ago. Mr. Trump is pulling America out of the Paris Climate Accords, out of the World Health Organization, and he is trashing federal DEI programs. He's also unleashing domestic energy production, and he has declared a national emergency along the southern border. In a vote that was unanimous, the Senate has confirmed former Senator Marco Rubio as the new Secretary of State. Also at SRNNews.com, they are already shivering along the Gulf Coast, and it's far from over.
Frigid temperatures engulfing Texas and other parts of the South all the way down to the Florida Panhandle.
So we are looking for a significant winter storm, potentially a historic winter storm for portions of these areas.
And National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says the forecast calls for 4 to 6 inches of snow. Meanwhile, people in the northern plains where some wind chills were negative 50 Monday to Maine, where wind chills were in the single digits and teens. I'm Julie Walker.
Israel's top general has resigned, citing security and intelligence failures prior to the 2023 Hamas terror attack. Wall Street, the Dow up 317. This is SRN News. Joe Biden is confused.
In a truly inexplicable posting on social media over the weekend, the outgoing president stated that the failed Equal Rights Amendment is now, quote, the law of the land. Of course, it is not, having failed to pass the states in 1982. The efforts of Biden and pro-abortion, pro-LGBT feminists to revive the ERA during his time in office also fell short. The former president simply states on his X account that, quote, I am affirming what I have long believed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has pledged to tackle hot-button social issues in his second term. He said that in the wake of Roe v. Wade's repeal, abortion should be left up to the states to decide, but he will probably seek to roll back President Biden's guidance that hospitals must provide abortions for women who are in medical emergencies, even in states with bans. The president has called for ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in government institutions. This is SRN News. A Border Patrol agent shot to death in northern Vermont.
The acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security said in a statement that the agent was killed Monday in the line of duty. The FBI said a suspect was killed and a second suspect was taken into custody. Vermont State Police said the shooting happened in the afternoon on Interstate 91 in Coventry. A portion of the highway was closed in both directions for about 2 hours after the shooting. Keith Peters reporting.
Wildfire ravaged Southern California is dealing with the return of gusty Santa Ana winds, enhancing the fire risk. 70-mile-per-hour plus wind speeds have been recorded in some areas. Firefighters have recently been making progress in their struggle to defeat the devastating and deadly Palisades and Eaton fires. The L.A. wildfires blamed for at least 27 deaths and have destroyed hundreds of homes and businesses. More details, SRNNews.com.